Ah, mira.
All right. So, welcome to Growing with NTI. Well, she says
Hey,
hi.
Cheryl.
She says hi,
Hi.
Connie, but that's northern for hey.
Hey, y'all. I'm gonna switch headphones here.
All right. And yeah, so happy. What are we on Tuesday? Yay. And hi, Mother, Marge. Marge is in the room. Marge tells me that she is not able to type on the board for some reason. For the past several weeks, she's not been able to type on the board. So that's why she's so silent. But so I don't know what that is. What Connie got to get? Yeah, it is weird. Connie got to get Debbie over there to Marge's to help her figure that out. We'll put that in your court. Oh. Hear you, honey. Nope, no sound, honey. She's moving her mouth. There's no sound. Her computer will not. It's a good thing there's no sound because she's cussing. Oh shoot! I was just talking to Ken about how the first 5 minutes of each of our NTI sessions is me and Connie trying to get the tech right. He said, "Oh, that's part of the charm." So, no, I still can't hear you, Connie. I heard you before, Connie, before you plugged in your earphones. Hey, Kathy. Hey, George.
All right, you say something.
Okay, I hear you. You hear me?
Barely. Let me try on this other headphone.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can just barely hear you
You turn your
still.
volume up? Can you turn it up on the clicker thing under your neck?
Everything's up to max.
Well,
Talk close to the microphone.
okay. How's that?
That's much better.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just, I was messing with you, but I'll scoot it closer. We're ready. George says he can hear you, Connie, so that's good.
Thank you, George.
So I have all my notes for gentle healing here. Let me get those out of the way.
Are
Want
you
you to?
teaching tonight?
I am.
Wow.
So, don't know what Connie's doing, but whatever it is, it's very noisy.
That's so funny. Okay. So,
Time for our prayer.
I don't know where you think we are, but I'm thinking that we'll probably start with Second Timothy 11 through 13.
Sure, that's a good place to start. I think we read that and then stopped, but that's a good place to start.
You want to say a prayer?
Sure. Connie's making me laugh. Stop making me laugh. I'm trying to pray. She's sticking out her tongue and whatnot. So, she's being my silly sister. Okay, silly sister, here we go. All right. Yeah, I just want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to be here and to have this experience, to participate in this experience with all of my mighty companions. Yeah, I'm just grateful for the gifts that are given and the opportunity to. To be of service and add that to to the gifts that are available to all of us.
Jacqueline,
Yes,
Thank you
dear.
for your prayer.
You're welcome. Amen. Amen, y'all.
And let me say that I think you're a great service. I know you're a great service to me. I think you're a great addition to the Awake Gather community. And I'm sure you're told that. So I won't tell you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming through Jacqueline. We try and get her out of the way so we can hear you.
She's pretty heavy.
She's a pretty good conduit. So thanks to all. There's my prayer.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Thank you, Connie. That's really sweet.
No, it's true.
All right. So.
Okay.
Without further ado, here we are on page 385. We are at the end of 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I will note that it's funny that general healing caught up with us. All right, we've been reading NTI for a long time, but yeah, this is the final reading in the gentle healing readings for the week. So.
I mean, oh yeah, I knew that.
Connie's right up with this. She hadn't missed a lesson. So anyway.
So what you're saying is that you're teaching the same thing in this class as you're teaching in the other class?
Well, I don't know that it'll turn out that way, but yes. Well, and you know, the truth of it is that's always true, right? Because whatever the lesson is, it comes through regardless of the medium. So, yeah. Even if it weren't the exact same words, it would be the same lesson for me. So, yeah. So here we go. Here is a trustworthy saying. And I say that Ann and I have been giggling about that because, you know, because we do the lessons very often together in the morning. And it's just, I know that it's just trying to bring our attention to that, but it's doing that with here is a trustworthy saying. It's like, oh, you mean everything that you said before was not trustworthy?
Then you say, oh, who's asking the question?
Right. But here's a trustworthy saying, and this is in set off in italics and in poetic format here. I am all that I am, and that is all I am promised to be. But I cannot limit myself through fear and know all that I am. I choose to release the limits I have chosen for myself. In their release, I see that I am. Make this the constant prayer of your heart. In purpose, step forth unto your release.
Certainly is my lesson.
Yeah. And we talked about it a little bit last week about stepping through the fear.
Right.
Yeah, and gosh, I am teaching this later tonight, and this is the big crescendo. Giving away this a spoiler alert, people.
Oh, come on, they'll probably come to your class anyway.
They probably will anyway, so I'll guess. What we've been taught throughout the week is that our goal is to experience, not avoid experience. That's why we're here. That's the wish that, you know, if you'd said in A Course in Miracles time, look at it historically, that's the tiny man idea. That's the wish that consciousness had. But that's the wish that consciousness continues to express. That's the desire that consciousness continues to, it just wants experience. I mean, it's just like I've talked about before. It's like, yay, experience. That's it. That's the whole purpose of life is experience. What we do when we see through the filter of personhood is we fear experience. And so we don't be with our experience.
Right. And not only that, we avoid experience.
That's right. That's right. We avoid having certain experiences, and even when we have those experiences, we avoid fully participating in them, being intimate with them, right? We want to remove ourselves by that. from that by denying, by repressing, by wishing it was different than it is, when the call is just experience the experience. That's where the release lies, is in experiencing the experience. That's where that is experiencing the truth of our being. Because the truth of our being is allowance, is love, is joy, is the allowance of all things. And in order to have that experience, we have to be that experience.
And you know what I do certainly is I'm trying to protect an identity that isn't me.
Right.
So I'm saying I don't want somebody to know this because they will think less of me, but that identity that I'm trying to protect is not me at all.
Yeah, and in fact, that's a limit that you would place on your experience. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It is a limit that I place on my experience, and you do it out of sense of protection. But what I'm saying is that I'm protecting something that's not real to start with.
Yeah. 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 In fact, if we back up here to the bottom of 384, top of 385, let's see. You protect your fear. You protect it because you believe it protects you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you will not find
well
your
said, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you will not find your release this way. It says you must be willing to release everything that is not the purpose. The purpose of know thyself. And you know thyself by allowing everything, by experiencing everything that comes in your experience. This is how we know ourselves. And it says, fear is not the purpose. Fear's purpose is to hide the answer from you. And you're like, answer? Where was the question? Wait a minute. Where was the question? And the question was, what would it be like to experience? What would the question is, what would it be like to experience? What is experience like? I want to have experience. I want to experience. And
not that one.
And Betty, this I want to experience is consciousness knowing itself. So it says fear's purpose is to hide the answer from you. What would it be like to experience? Oh, don't do that. No, I know we asked the question, but we don't want to know the answer. That's what fear says. And that's what fear does.
Right.
Is keep you cut off from your experience. Okay. Are you clicking your pen?
Sorry. It's amazing. I can barely hear you, and you can't flick a pen or rustle through a bowl without you.
Oh, were you getting candy while ago?
No, I was looking for this pen that I'm clicking.
I'm glad you found it.
Maybe I'll put it down.
It's all right. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm up for that experience. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's saying in purpose, step forth unto your release. So remember, that is your purpose. It's not to deny anything. It's not to reject anything. It's to have the experience. So knowing that that's your purpose, make that your constant prayer. Just let me fully experience life.
So it's and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like consciousness, experiencing consciousness by just letting things be as they are.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you're not in the experience. You're thinking about the experience. You're attempting to manipulate the experience. You're assigning meaning.
Right. So it's, you're not really present with the experience, but you're trying to manipulate the experience.
Right. And given that you do that, you don't fulfill the you don't let the question be answered. You don't fulfill the purpose for, the reason we're here. So you keep just rolling around in that. If you don't, if it's subconscious, it stays underneath this desire for
Right.
experience because you don't ever allow yourself to fulfill that desire for experience. You never get it, the experience.
You're not even. We become so numb to fear that we don't even recognize it as a fear. It just becomes denial, which, of course, our spiritual teachings have taught us that that, in fact, is fear.
I was listening to Anne Blanchard had suggested again that I listen to Brené Brown's TED Talks on vulnerability and shame. She's got two of them on there; they're great. But that's certainly what Bren
What's his name?
it's a woman. It's a woman. You'd like her. Her name is Brené Brown. Brene, I think. Brené Brown.
This pen that I click and don't even write. Brené Brown.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They're like both like I don't know, 30 minutes or so. But she also made that point that that we to protect ourselves from being vulnerable, right? Seemingly to protect ourselves, we deny. And what do we deny? We not only deny, our fear and our sense of vulnerability, we have to deny everything, right? And that's how we seemingly, well, you get that. Connie's got, stop it. She's got
I can't get rid of it now.
it's so funny. Connie's put on a kitty cat nose and glasses with paw marks on them. It's really cute, but slightly distracting.
Sorry, I can't get rid of it.
She is going in for the full experience. It's okay. I'll try and
Okay.
so yeah. So just what you said. I mean, we try and manipulate our experience by denying it. And when we do that, and I think it's an excellent point, when we do that, we deny not only what we fear, but it's an actual denial of all that is. It's a denial of the truth of our being. If you attempt to reject part of it, you reject all of it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
right
George says it's a little early
yeah
for
and
Halloween. Go ahead.
George says what?
It's a little early for Halloween.
Oh,
Halloween.
thanks, George. And if you've ever seen anybody step through that fear, I know I had that experience with a group at Hofmeister's. It looks like it's so incidental, like how could that be fearful? But when you're having that experience, oh my God, it's terrible. It's I don't
Monumental.
I just
Yeah.
I, it's monumental, yeah, when you're going through it. So and the truth is none of it's monumental. It just that's what fear is.
Yeah. bottom page 385. The resurrection is within. For it is the light that has never died, but it has been covered by the mask of false belief. The mask is dark and heavy, and it occupies your every thought when you believe heavily in it, which is the point you were just making.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why it must be let go. It hides that which is you and is within, living now in peace. It hides all that and it tells you the truth is not true. As long as you hide in fear, you believe it. You believe the false. false. And it is fear that keeps you standing there.
Yeah, and read that section one more time, and where it says it, substitute the word fear. I think I did that, and it's a lot more powerful.
Okay, can you give me a second? Because told me it was good, brother. Update. No, don't do this yet. Sorry, I got to schedule the restart so it doesn't do it right now. Shoot, let me try and tell it to do schedule a time. Oh, brother, I'll schedule it for Friday, my day off. How's that? Okay. I know, it's crazy, right? All right, now where were we? I was afraid it was going to immediately shut down. You asked me to, will you read it? Read it, honey.
The resurrection is within, for it is the light that has never died. But the resurrection has been covered by the mask of false beliefs. The fear is dark and heavy, and fear occupies your every thought when you believe heavily in fear. This is why fear must be go of. Fear hides that which is you and is within. Living now in peace. Fear hides all this, and fear tells you that the truth is not true. As long as you hide in fear. You believe the false. And the false is fear that keeps you. And it is fear that keeps you standing there.
Yeah. 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 I appreciate your word substitution there. I think it really brings it home.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Interestingly, when we turn the page to page 386, we find out that it is through fear that you are purified. Isn't that great? Fear is purification. Wait, what?
What?
Do not shy away from fear. It is fear that you realize your own shine, because it is through experiencing fear and releasing fear that you learn fear has no hold on you.
Yeah, that's where you just got to be emboldened to take that step so that you can have that lesson. Otherwise, I mean, some of us never ever learn it because we never ever take that step.
Yeah, well, and certainly, and that's another, you know, thing that's talked about been talked about this week in general healing is you can't wait on, gosh, how did she put that? You cannot wait on the truth to dawn on you so that you can then live from the truth. You have to live from the truth so that the truth can dawn on you.
Yeah.
You have to be it. Live from that spot. Be ye imitators of God. We've certainly talked about this before, about just stepping through that fear, because when you step through that fear, then, well, and it says that here, so maybe I'll just read on and let Holy Spirit say it in much more eloquent terms than I ever could. The unlimited cannot be limited by fear. Do not flee that which life is bringing to you when you know that you see it coming. Right? Which we want to do, we go, oh, I don't want to have that experience. So
really?
So we turn away from it. And when the hope is to have the experience, but we go, oh, I don't want to have that experience. So we turn away from it. We try to manipulate it. We change our actions. We do what we can so that we don't have the experience.
Exactly.
Right.
No confrontation from.
Right. But if we will allow it to, if we approach fear in purpose, if we will allow it to serve as our means of purification, that's exactly what it will do. So instead of turning away from it, listening to fear's counsel, doing what fear would have us do or not do, then we can see that we truly are unaffected, that that thing that we were trying to avoid didn't kill us.
Yeah, and that the limiting factor is no longer a limiting factor.
Right, because I've stepped through that fear. If I've done it once, I can do it again. And then, that's that transfer of training, right? Because not only if I've done it once with this fear, can I do it again, but if I've done it with this fear, I can do it with another fear. I no longer have to listen.
Very
And
good
you,
point.
yeah, and I, so I learn I no have, longer have to listen to fear's
And how
counsel.
cool would that be to be living from the of fear-free experience, living life that way? Okay, I guess I'll keep doing it. I'll keep trying to step through that fear then. Thank you for your teaching tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit, inner wisdom.
Well, thank you,
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit. I mean.
Yes, so do not flee that which life is bringing to you when you know that you see it coming. Turn to it in faith, having faith that it cannot hurt you. It has come only to teach you. It teaches you what you've the limits that you've on yourself, what you believe that you need to be afraid of, right? And by stepping through it, you go, ah, I can't believe I believe that.
Oh, no. Well, I'll let you know.
No, that's it. That's the real Connie. Says so right here.
Okay. All
All
right.
right. Move from the thinking mind to the heart, which is the, and this is fabulous. This is fabulous. Move from the thinking mind, quit telling yourself the stories about it, and just sit in it. That's what we're called to do. So move from the thinking mind and just feel what it feels like. And I did this with Inner Wisdom like yesterday. And it's like, oh, well, it feels like a little bit of tightness in my throat and a little bit of, a little bit of pain up here just below my left clavicle, a little bit of difficulty breathing. I mean, that's all, you're just sitting with it. I'm not trying to get rid of it. I'm not trying to go, oh, I don't fear. I won't fear fear. It's just be, that's the experience. That's the feeling that is in front of me. So that is what I am to experience.
Just feels like discomfort to me.
Well, yeah, and then as you sit with it, you get to feel. I mean, it's like discomfort. What does that even mean? Discomfort's not a feeling. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, I didn't.
I just mean it's kind of like our root cause inquiry, where you go, I don't know, I'm just unhappy. Well, unhappy's not going to get it. Let's get a little bit more specific.
Step to the plate, dummy. Participate here.
Yeah. So yeah, so the idea is to just be with it, not try to do anything with it, not try to get rid of it, not try to manipulate it, not trying to make breathing easier even, right? Or whatever. Not trying to make your chest feel untight. Just feel what it feels like. Just be in the experience. And this is what it says here, and I just love, love, love this line. It says, move from the thinking mind that would tell you there's the stories about it. The thinking mind is going to tell you, well, this is why you're fearful. This is fear, by the way. I'm going to define me. I'm fear. And this is why we're fearful, because if so and so finds out that we did this and that, man, there is going to be hell to pay. Or, I mean, whatever the stories are, right? That's what the thinking mind would do with all of this. And it continues to generate fear. And at the same time keeps you away from the actual experience of it. So what we're to do is to move from the thinking mind to the heart, which is the place from which you may experience the gift without denying it. So
What
it's,
does that mean?
well, it means fear would have us deny the experience. Fear would even have us deny the fear. You know, we're not, the task is not to rationalize it away. Oh, you know, what we fear happens, and, you know, and we've gotten through this before, and we'll get through this too, and, you know, either by rationalizing it away or by simply going, I'm not fearful, I'm good, I'm a child of God, right? Or, you know, but
I think they call that spiritual ghosting, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. But what we're called to do here is, it says, move from the thinking mind. So just let the stories go. You know, fear would tell you if you don't do the, oh my God, if you don't call her back right away, oh God, you know, she's never going to forgive you or whatever, right? So you're going to move out of the stories and into the experience. And this is true with any emotion, whether it's agitation or, sadness, or, you know, we're not attempting to define it, say what caused it or what would relieve it or any of that stuff. We're called to just be with it. What does this feel like? Oh, I feel a fluttering in my chest, anxiety, right? I feel a fluttering in my chest. I don't have to call it anxiety. I just be with it. And that's moving from the mind to the heart.
This reminds me of, I was watching Byron Katie one time, and she was doing a talk on fear, and she said that she counseled with these guys that that had been tortured. Back when all that torturing was going on and all the waterboarding and all that stuff was going on.
Yeah.
And she said their biggest fear was the experience they were in before the torturing, because with the stories they were telling themselves, the anticipation of the oncoming torture.
Yeah, that was worse. And I've heard you tell that story before, that was worse than the actual torture. So it was like the moments leading up to the next time that they couldn't breathe because water was being poured down their nasal passages or whatever.
That they were going to gasp and dive, not being able to get their next breath.
So the anticipation of that was worse than the actual torture.
Right, which is what Holy Spirit's referring to here, and you're referring to, I think, you know, moving from the thinking mind, what you're saying is the story.
Right, the story about it. That's right.
And to the heart, what you're saying is the experience.
Yes, it's just being with it. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where you may experience the gift of experience, right? That's where you experience experience without denial.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
That's where you experience experience without denial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So move from the thinking mind to the heart, which is the place from which you may experience the gift without denying it. Experience it in trust. It is only an experience, and it places no limits on you. It is peace that shall carry you through fear. When the fear has dissipated as a fog within sunlight, you shall see that only peace remains. You know, this too shall pass, right? I mean, it's like once the fear dissipates, you're like, oh, I'm still here. Me still here. Peace is still here. Isness, beingness is still here. And the fear will dissipate as fog does, you know, when the sun comes up.
Yeah, I'll get back with you on that.
Still a big experiment, huh? Well, good, because that's exciting too. It is exciting, and again, that's what I was talking with Inner Wisdom about the other night. It's just like, gosh, isn't this exciting? It's like at that point you want to look for, ooh, what emotion can I try this on now?
Well, I certainly hope that that's my experience. I hope with all my heart that's my experience.
Well,
Does that sound a little bit like fear?
no, it doesn't. No, that sounds like true. That sounds to me like true desire.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, and in fact, that true desire, that desire to know the truth of your being, to know yourself, as the peace that you are, that is what propels us to do the opposite of what fear would counsel us to do. You know, like in,
Yes, and you're exactly right. Why, I would only protect what I think needs protecting without this promise.
Yeah, you'd keep going on what fear told you to do. Yeah,
Right.
right. Yeah, and I was just reminded of that again, Revolver, where it talks about, you know, you need to go where ego fear would tell you not to go. Right? He needed to go get in that elevator, right, and just
You
be
and
with it.
me.
Oh, Jake! Oh, Jake! It's such a tiny spot. We're so afraid. He's like, I can hear you.
You ain't me.
You ain't me. Yeah. Let's see. Remember that the world and its thoughts are only props. Dive directly into the experience. And again, this says what we were just saying. By experiencing it in full, without a wish for salvation, without a wish for it to be different, right? Without a wish to manipulate it, just being with it. By experiencing it in full, without a wish for salvation, you experience it without dying. And that is salvation. Then you see that you're not subject to those limits that, you know, fear would place on
Okay.
you.
All right, I'm taking Jacqueline and Holy Spirit's word on this, and I'm going to go for it.
Excellent. Yay, Connie! Yay, experience!
Experience.
Yeah, Cheryl says this is when you can hear the wisdom to become purified of fear. Well, and interestingly, yes, Cheryl, absolutely. But and the cool extension that is that as it says at the top of the page, not only are you purified of fear, you're purified by fear. Right? So that when you're fearful, you can go, oh, this is when I need to just be with this emotion. So fear is the opportunity to undo the limits you believe about yourself. That is what the limits are, what is ultimately purified. It's fear that would keep you from exposing the falsity of those limits. Make sense?
Does to me.
Yeah. Kind of look like you remember Laugh In. She got a hand over one ear. That was the guy with that announcer on Laugh In. Remember the radio and anyway.
I know exactly who you're talking with. I can see when you say that. And you look like Goldie Hawn.
Oh, well, okay. Lord, let me be as clueless as Goldie Hawn.
There's no limits there.
Let's see. Cheryl says, by experiencing it, the fear in full, without a wish for salvation, you experience without dying, and this is salvation. Yeah, love it. Yeah. So you get to see that you are truly unaffected, and that's what Regina told us in our tips this week for gentle healing. You don't just have this theory that the uncontaminated, unadulterated self is unaffected by circumstances that appear within manifestation. You get the direct experience of it when you go ahead and sit with fear or whatever other emotion is out there. You go, oh, huh, I was unaffected. What do you know? It's not just a saying, it's not just a theory, it's not just a concept I read in a book.
Yeah, and the course tells us that there's only two emotions, and one is love and one is fear, and that fear is not one because it's not true. But so anything that we have like that is really fear. So if you have anxiety, that's really fear. If you have I don't know, I mean, what are some of the emotions? Because they're gonna fall under one or two. I mean, it's the two columns on the page again. It's gonna
Right.
fall under one or two, and we don't mind having love experiences, joy experiences, peace experiences. But if it doesn't fall under that category, it's gonna fall under the fear experience. And this, of course, is like we said, it's just telling us to experience them. So, cool beans. I love it. It's a great lesson.
Yeah.
Thank you for teaching it.
Yeah, thank you. So, shall we move on to NTI 2 Timothy chapter 3?
I think it's about time.
Okay, good. Bottom of page 386. Let's remember that this is a course of looking within in order to heal all that is false within your mind. Let's remember that the world is only a prop made by the mind in order to generate the experience the mind has already decided to have.
That's amazing. Isn't it?
Yeah, say more if you like.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's kind of like what was the movie that we watched? And he said, "I know the steak isn't real, but sure, I'm enjoying it."
Yeah, the Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah. The fact that it is just a prop that we've decided to experience.
Yeah, and yeah, it says in this way the world is never caused, the mind is caused. The world is a prop, but the mind wrote the play. And this is that whole thing we were talking about a minute ago. So we've made an elaborate production here, and then like when the play starts, we turn our back, right? So we never get to experience the
Let's
put on
create a
blinders.
world so we can have experience. Not that one. No, not that one. Not that one either.
Right? And so until we sit and watch the play, until we be with it, the play is going to continue. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
When you look on the world, remember it is only a prop. You are never looking on anything real. You are not subject, you are Lord. And the world you look on is your own gift given unto you.
So you feel like the prisoner when you're actually.
Right. Yeah. And until you step into that realization,
You are the prisoner
you are the prisoner. You're your own prisoner and you don't
by
know
your
it.
own
You,
by your own stories,
right.
by your own thinking mind.
Right. And I just love how it says the world you look on is your own gift given unto you. What does that mean? It means I'm consciousness. I wanted to experience myself. So I created a place where I could have experience. I created the experience. Oh, but wait, now I'm not gonna, no, I'm not gonna, not gonna participate in the experience, right?
Not
Right? So it's a
Yeah.
gift. You wanted the experience, you created it, you created all the crap you needed to have the experience, so have it.
Right. Right. It's
You were going to say something else, I interrupted. You were going to say something else. I interrupted.
No, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like it's a fabric, and you're trying to carve out parts of the fabric, but it's doesn't work.
Yeah, look at my new dress. This thing with all the holes in it, right? I didn't like those parts. Yeah, Kathy says, I was just kidding, Lord. Never mind.
We're laughing.
Top of page 387. Now look on the world. Look without judgment. Look with curiosity. Look on the world and see it as a harmless and meaningless prop. As you.
Wow, that's amazing.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, it's so cool that the Holy Spirit's doing that, saying, okay, just see the possibilities that you're not being limited by fear. You're stepping through it. You realize it's just a prop. Look on it without judgment. Oh my gosh, look what you got. Now you got this great, cool world that you can experience.
That's right. You have an absolute playground of infinite possibility, infinite
Yeah, because you're no
potentiality.
longer limited by your own thought system that's kept you prisoner.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Of course, this extends to everything, to war, to genocide. To child abuse, to it's all experience.
Right.
It's just
Right.
experience. So, if you want to, see an experience and say, oh, wait, that breaks the rules. Well, there are no rules. We're perfect freedom experiencing within that perfect freedom. And over here, it's gonna. I was telling Tom, it reminded me of that scene from I Heart Huckabees where he says, over here's the Eiffel Tower, over here's an orgasm, over here's your mother, over here's your right.
Cheeseburger.
It's all part of the same fabric. It's so. To look at something that seemingly is horrendous, war, genocide, child abuse, those things, and those things that we would label as bad, and to judge them is to place yourself, is to forget this broader, is to forget the truth of your being. The truth of your being is it's just about experiencing what there is to experience. There's no good or bad. It's to place yourself, it's to look through the filter of personhood to judge
Yeah,
that as bad.
I was watching Casablanca, and I may have told you this before. I was watching Casablanca, and in it, they were talking about war being romantic. And you're going, what? But a guy's, or these guys anyway, thoughts of going off and fighting for a cause was romantic.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. What?
No, I thought you were going to like say more.
No, that's basically it. It's just, it just occurred to me, wow, there's a completely different way of seeing that experience.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I can't remember, Regina, Kathy says, until you get your leg blown off.
Yeah.
That's not so romantic. I am trying to remember, and I can't. Regina's story about seeing that very lesson, that it's all just experience. But since I can't remember it, I can't draw on it. All right. So now look on the world. Look without judgment. Look with curiosity. Look on the world and see it as a harmless and meaningless prop. Just a way to get your kicks, man. A way to have a way to have that experience, right? As you do this, feelings will seem to come up in you. Feelings that say the world is not a prop. Do not turn away from your feelings. Turn your attention now from the prop to the feelings it has evoked. This is the experience you deem to have. Feel the feelings of injustice and anger and sadness and blame. Feel hopelessness and anguish and helplessness and pain. Allow yourself the feelings from that place within the heart where the feelings are only an experience and you hold hands with me. Again, it's about this, it's about just feeling it. What does that feel like? What are the stories about it? Not, do I worry about how these children's lives will be ruined, right? Not the stories about it, the feelings. Be with the feeling. That makes me outraged. Well, what does, oh, cool, outrage, another experience. All right, what does outrage feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's looking at it from consciousness. That's looking at it from the heart, where the feelings are only an experience. Judgment is the tool of illusion because judgment makes real and separates. Judgment distracts from the truth of your experience by focusing your mind on the prop of the world. When you are focused on the prop, you are not within the throes of the experience. In this way, the question that is asked remained unanswered.
Yeah, that judgment is back over there on that page where he said move from the thinking mind to the heart.
Right.
Because the judgment is the thinking mind
Right.
that keeps you out of the heart,
Exactly. Yeah. So you.
out of the experience.
Exactly. Yeah. So out of what it is that we're here to do.
Here to be about.
Yeah. Exactly. Judgment is a distractor because it denies who you are and it denies what you do. Judgment makes real the false. Notice your judgment and lay it aside that you may remember self, capital S self, and be within the experience. And I will tell you, we actually have 5 minutes on the clock, but I think that what I, if it's okay with you, what I would like to do is go ahead and stop there and maybe let Cheryl play a song or two, so I can, whatever, go to the restroom, fill up my glass of tea, go to the restroom again. just have a little break between now and gentle healing.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It was a really cool lesson today. You did great. I'm sure that your audience is clapping and that the radio land is cheering. So
And the crowd goes
at least I am.
wow.
Oh,
That's fine.
hooray.
Yeah. All right, Connie, I love you dearly. We love you guys dearly. We are so I'm reading that Kathy says wildly. We are so fortunate to have this time with you. We look forward to doing it again next week.
Yes, thanks everybody for being here. Thank you, Jacqueline. I love you all. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good class.
Thanks.